So my name is Roy Ellis. If you don't know me, I've been with Progress almost 19 years now. Started in tech support. I've worked in development for the last 16 years. Database, app server, web speed, admin server, OE management, arcade, and the new application app server. So I've been around. I keep moving around so they can't find me. My email address is up there. If you have a question after this or you have a question about something else, send me an email. I will answer you if I can, and I will redirect you to the person that can answer it if I can. So expect the second one. All right, so today we're going to talk about role-based and OpenEdge. How many people here have seen role-based? All right, how many people have used role-based extensively? I'm going to put my hand down too, by the way. I haven't used it extensively, but I've seen it. So. But this talk is about, I will talk about role-based. We'll give you an overview. We'll get you an understanding of it. And you'll see a lot of role-based when we connect it to OpenEdge. So what are we going to talk about today? Well, to talk about role-based, the first thing we're going to talk about is specific. Makes perfect sense, doesn't it? We'll get right through that and we'll get to role-based. And then we'll talk about how role-based works. How do I use it? And what are the benefits of it? Then we'll talk about what we hear for how do I use OpenEdge and role-based together. And lastly, there's a whole bunch of information out there. For something that we've only had for about a year to integrate, there is a lot of documentation out there and a lot of help out there to make these pieces work together. Okay. So what is Pacific? It's a large body of water. No. The left-hand side of the map, right. And depending on the map, it's only this big. Progress has always been about helping you develop applications quickly, data-driven applications, and open access. And Pacific is just more of the same. All right. If we talk about the components of Pacific, these are all the products we have now. Actually, they're not, because Modulus isn't up here. They did that after I made my slides, and I refused to squeeze Modulus in here somewhere. But all of these products have been around for a while. I mean, DataDirect has been around for a while. OpenEdge, 30-some-odd years. Progress Corticon, Progress Easel is brand new. It's been out this year for availability. And Progress Rollbase. Not all of these things are in our Pacific Cloud offering yet, but it's all part of the same tool set to help you build the best applications on the third planet from the sun. Okay? Do people know what DataDirect does? Right, it's ODBC connections to every type of database in the world. Our D2C, or Data Direct in the Cloud, allows you to connect to Salesforce, to, what was the new one today, Gus? Apache Hive?
Apache Hive, yeah.
Right? So it allows you to do a lot of things that you can connect to using a cloud process. Corticon is our rules engine. Easel is, let's go get information from everywhere and put it together from different locations. Progress OpenEdge, everyone knows what Progress OpenEdge is? Everybody's been working with it. Everybody's been working with it for at least 2 years. And of course, there's role-based, which we'll talk about next. I love that question. All right, so role-based is a cloud platform of development and delivery of software as a service business application using point and click drag and drop tools and a standard web browser with minimal amount of code. Everyone got that? Say it with me. Oh, good. I was waiting for someone to heckle. Come on. It's the last one. Let's enjoy ourselves, guys. So what does that mean? It truly is a browser-based development tool, but that's not where it stops. Okay, it allows you to deploy. It allows you all these other things. I've looked, right, what is the holy grail of programming? You just grab stuff off of things, you put them together, you put the arrows, and applications are written. Role-based, what is that?
Model behavior, right?
Role-based is awfully close to that. You can have something running, a real application working in just a few keystrokes. All right, so what are the pieces of role-based? Well, the first thing we talked about is build, right? You drag and drop these pieces together. You turn them into a application, all right? If you just want to do something simple, you don't have to write any code, right? You go look for things, and you just put them all together, and you've got an application. If you want to do more, there's nothing stopping you from writing Java, JavaScript, any of those things, and adding it in. But once you've got it built, right, once you've written a Progress application, what do you have to do then? You have to figure out a way to distribute it. Now, you either have to package it up and you have to sell it. Maybe with Arcade, you have to put it on the cloud and put an instance for everybody. But with role-based, you can deploy it right in the same role-based install. Okay, so not only can you write this application in there, but you can throw it out there and let people start using it right away. All right, and it has, and it can be used public cloud. It can be used in a private cloud or on-premise, and a hybrid is anything that goes between the two. And once it's out there, gee, I have this thing running. You know, what do I do with it? They have management tools to monitor it, to meter it, to take care of all the people logging in and all the everybody you sell it to, all your customers, okay? And it's all built into role-based. Role-based in action. This is how we talk about how it works. Role-based in action is also the name of their book. Everything you wanted to know about role-based but were afraid to ask and really didn't care in some cases. Right? It's 577 pages. It's heavy to carry around. Fortunately, it's a PDF. You can search through it. But really, if on the forums, a lot of times it's like, I need to do this in role-based, and someone goes, Chapter 6, Appendix C, right? So the answers are in there. All right, so core concepts. Role-based is object-based, driven by data. So you start with an object that is a data section. So think of it as a table, right? That's your object. It has fields, it has relationships, just like every other table has to other tables and to other fields. Okay, so if I was going to start a role-based application, I would start by creating an object or using the objects that are given to me. So objects are where they start. And you'll notice when I do the demos, I'm going to start by creating an object. Okay. Building the user interface. So not only do you build the objects and the relationships and get the automatic, you know, delete and add and all that other stuff built in, but you can build how it looks and feels to the customer. And as you do it, it's WYSIWYG, right? So you edit the field, you drop something in, you click save, you automatically see what you just did. And you go, oh, that looks bad, and you undo it. No, just kidding. But I mean, it's nice because you're working, you don't have to type it up, run it, compile it, and do it. Once you hit save, it automatically changes it. And they have all these things on the left. So you say, oh, I want to put an HTML thing, and you just drag it in and drop it. What did I miss? They can be added, drag and drop. Changes immediately in the UI. Woohoo! Publishing an application. So you've finally written an application. Now you want to publish it for consumption, right? And there's some other things that happen too, right? I just told you if you change the page, it automatically changes and everybody will get it right away. Not a good thing for something that customers are using, right? So you publish it, you don't change that anymore, you have another process to change it. So publisher says this is my production unit, it's out there and I can start getting customers to use it. But I can get customers from different companies, you know, different tenants, it's multi-tenants, you can set them up, and you use web portals. So everybody has a different web portal to sign in, maybe a different look to it, and they get to the product, although it's one set of code, they get to it looking their, you know, the way they expect it to look, maybe changing it a little bit. So in that point, now what happens if you do make a change? Everybody who uses it via the web portal gets the change automatically. So you don't have to move the code to every single application. If any time you have questions or you can't hear me, just say so. All right, so installing and updating applications. Let's say you don't want to write an application, you have an application in Salesforce. You can download that application definition and put it right into role-based. Or you found an application somebody else had and you want to move it to your role-based. Applications are set up in a proprietary XML format, so you can just go do that. All right. Now, I already said if it's published, you don't want to actually be changing it on the fly and clicking save. So the way to update something is to make the changes you want in the program and then update it using an XML of the changes. Applications are versioned so they can be easily rolled back. You can say whether it's locked or partially locked. Again, all the tools you need to not only develop it and keep it up to date and to start making money off of it, right? Advanced topics. Well, advanced programming, right? So we're going to do Ajax. We're going to do SOAP APIs. All of that stuff is in here. You can do triggers and workflow. So it's not just drag and drop. If you want to get into the nitty-gritty and do something extra and do advanced stuff, the possibilities here. If I wanted to add JavaScript, I would drag it, the JavaScript box out, drop it on the page, and write my JavaScript. It's as simple as that. Nobody look at Dan sneaking in on the right side. Any questions so far? I know, you're just waiting for the demo to see how badly it fails for me. I know. Why do people go to car races to see the wreck? I know. Okay, so you can do an application with role-based, but a lot of us have applications already built in a product that starts with an O, and it's not the Oracle one. It's OpenEdge. So what can I do with role-based, right? Well, they're easy to integrate, and I'll show you the easiest way. Etzel helped develop this and write this on. So if I say anything wrong, he will throw a munchkin at me and tell me I was wrong. But we have applications we may want to use role-based with now, so how do we do that? Okay? We've had role-based. Role-based got announced at the pub last year, right? So we've had it a year. There are only six ways to integrate them.
For you, you count from zero.
Well, I don't count from zero. Gus counts from zero. That's right. Gus remembers how to count. So there are six different ways to get your open edge and role-based to communicate. Okay? So let's talk about the preferred method. So you have role-based on the left. You built an application, and you want to speak to your app server, business logic you already have, and your open edge. One of the easiest ways to do that is with an HTTP JSON request, a REST request. Now, they had code in there right away that you could write your own REST request and start using it right away with our REST objects. What we did was, Edsel and team. Edsel and team. The team here. they built a Java, JavaScript? JSDO, I can never get it right.
The JSDO.
Yeah, the JSDO.
Yeah, the JavaScript data object.
Data object, thank
you.
And
then we have the catalog.
And then the catalog comes along with it. Right. But the point is, this was built for mobile, but it works right, it snaps right into this, okay? So it allows you to make CRUD calls. Everything is built in, and it's very easy to deploy. And so you already have your application, you drop this in and it works. So let's see, what are the things it says? It's OERA certified, which I know is a big thing for everybody here. You want to be certified, right?
I'm certified.
Again,
does it actually come with one of those gold stickers? That says,
if you send me email, I will send you a gold sticker. I don't know what it'll say on it. But I will send you a gold sticker. And our first priority when working with role-based is to make sure that the data types match. There was parity. So that's what makes it so easy. It works right away. We have more things to do, by the way. We have more things to do right away. More things to make it. And we're working right now to improve the JSDO.
That's correct.
Right now it's a single pro data set, but it has all the CRUD operations. You can create, replace, update, delete.
Right. I mean, you mentioned that already, but the nice thing about this is that if you have been working with mobile already, or if you are working with the business entities with OpenEdge for consumption from any other client, you can use the same components, the JSDO catalog and the business entity, and just bring it into the role-based environment.
Well, I would go even further, saying if you already have an app server program, you've never used mobile, there's something called Express Mobile in Eclipse. How many people are using Eclipse? How many people are using, the Progress Developer Studio for OE? Did I get it right? The PDSOE, right? So if you already have that, and you already have an app server application, it takes minutes to create an Express Mobile, right? And whether you use it for mobile or for role-based, it doesn't matter, okay? That's how I do mobile applications, because I'm not an application guy. DataDirect Cloud. If you are using role-based in the cloud, the hosted service, and you want to connect to your data running on your Progress database in your building, there's only one way to do that, and that's with the DataDirect Cloud. And that allows you to use a service in the cloud that connects from role-based to another service in the cloud that connects to the database and comes back. How many people have used DataDirect in the cloud? You want to raise your hand again so they can see it one up? Thank you. I haven't had a chance yet, so. How does it work?
Good.
Good, excellent, thank you. Okay, so I think I basically said that. It's 10-2B and onward. I didn't realize it went all the way back to 10-2B. I said that. Latency can be high, right? Because you're making several jumps to a database and back. The limitation is access to the database. So you have to understand the database. You're not getting to business logic. You're getting directly to the database. So you must know the format of the database for it to be useful to you. And required data, so. All right, external tables. How are we doing? Is everybody following? Have I lost anybody? Is anybody asleep yet? If you are, please raise. Okay, thank you, Gus. Please raise your hand. All right. The third way, which is number two. So there are a few people awake still. The third way is external tables. If you're running everything on-premise, you have the role base installed on-premise, which you can do, and you have OpenEdge installed on-premise, then you can use something called external tables, where you actually put the schema for role base and your progress database all together, and it allows you to get to that data through an object called external tables. There are objects that are built with the data that's in the role-base database, and there's objects that are built out of progress, and there's other objects using the D2C. This has some advantages. Of course, role-base has to be on-premise. Role-base only has about 25 tables, even though you look at the objects and there's more than 25 objects when you first use it. Their database is hidden. You don't have to understand it. You just use it right out of the GUI. The external tables, which is sort of a silly name, have to be in the same database. They're external to the role-based schema, but they have to be in the same database for this to work. So there has to be a progress database. Yes?
So the same database as role-based, or the same database as all the other external tables?
The same database as role-based.
Role-based is SQL-based.
Open edges.
Well, what you do is when you install the role-based tables, you put those into your
OpenEdge database
that you have around.
Right? And then you connect it to the SQL.
This feature is completely incorrectly named.
Right.
Okay. And it just makes you think about everything the wrong way around.
Okay. It's external tables, but they're internal to the database.
It
makes perfect sense to me. Right, so they're external to the role-based schema. By the way, if you download role-based for the on-premise and you install it on Windows or Linux, you automatically get a progress database configured and ready to go in the background. So even though they used to say SQL or Oracle, they're using the best database on the third rock from the sun right now. Right? So, yes?
Going back to the OpenEdge service objects.
Oh, I'm sorry, there's no more going back. I'm sorry, continue.
What version will support role-based?
11.3.1?
11.3.1.
For the, right?
Yeah, 11.3 and 11.2.1, that's what we have in the
right.
Role-based in action. Yeah.
So basically 11.3.
Well, you'd want the service pack 1. So there's a difference between 11.3 and 11.3.1.
You might as well go to 2 at this point.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, it stands for. Well, 11.3
and
the
latest service
pack. Pardon me? If you're
going to go 11.3. Well, 11.3.1 is what I was saying.
Oh,
and they're saying 11.3.2 is out, so yes.
Oh, sorry.
If you're going to go all the way.
Okay, so if you're going to use that, you need a version 11.3.1.
Yes, at a minimum. And that was the question. That's why I didn't say go to 2.
Okay.
So. Some limitations here. You cannot modify the schema in a role-based. That's role-based schema. Don't play with it.
Don't even look at it.
Don't even look at it. All your external tables that live in the internal database that are open edge must belong in pub. That are role based must belong in pub. Must have unique names. Requires knowledge of the data. Beg your pardon?
Instead of calling them external ones, he's calling them social.
Non social?
Yeah.
Can I ask another just quick question?
Absolutely.
Will role based understand a dashed fielding since it's basically still SQL-based?
I don't know that answer.
Well, I have customer.
I thought Dash is now supported with SQL 92, so I thought it was. Is that
okay? So SQL has what's called delimited identifiers, which means table names and column names that have funny characters in them are allowed, but you have to double quote the names when you use them in the SQL.
SQL code.
Okay.
And the SQL that Rollbase generates uses delimited identifiers.
Okay.
So it should work.
So just I answered the question, but I was really at a much lower level saying just even the connection to the dictionary, is that going to be supported if you've got dashed names in your field? And I guess you're saying
Yeah.
So the dictionary definitely be.
Yeah.
Okay, this is a slide I looked at and said, Gus, is this possible?
Yes, sir.
So you can also have a connection to a database that's external and actually in another database, but both databases have to be served by the OE SQL server. And the limitation there is, so you don't have to put the schema, the same schema in one database. That's your advantage. The disadvantage is that your tables in your database are read-only. So the main table you can change things in, the secondary table is read-only.
Yeah, so what you're doing here is using the OpenEdge SQL link databases feature. You can link two databases together, and the same server will serve up data from both databases.
How many people knew you could do that? Two? Well, Gus didn't raise his hand, but I think he does.
He obviously knows.
So that was cool. I learned something new. I usually learn something new every day because of my memory, but that's okay. We just talked about the pluses and minuses of this one. Okay. Whew. We're up to number five. Well, we're up to number four, the fifth way. All right, and you can write SOAP. So how many people have a SOAP application already or they've already written and they're using WSA? Okay. So you could reuse Rollbase's SOAP API to do conversations back and forth. We have not written anything that makes this easy yet. Don't know that we will, but the directions are in the Rollbase in action, and they explain how to do it, and the SOAP API, I've heard, is very good.
Ugly as sin.
Well, SOAP, as a general rule, is ugly as sin.
Exactly.
So, I'm more of a REST fan myself. Simple and straight to the point. And the sixth way, number five, is using our Java Open Client. Right, so we already have an open client in progress. You can use those tools, create your proxy. You can go directly to the app server. The advantages of this are the same with REST and WSA. You already have your business logic, and you're getting to your data through that.
And a lot of people have already created the open client.
The open
proxies.
A lot of people are using that already.
Because they're using it in other places.
Right, and that's why the SOAP and the open client are, a lot of people have done that already. That's why it's interesting to them. Not too many people have written mobile products yet, arrest, so that's new to them. All right, so the open services objects. This is the preferred approach. You need a few things. Your code has to be app server, right? It has to be business logic separate. And you must have the Progress Developer Studio to create the mobile project. The steps are, create your mobile project, go get your JSON from that, and then plug that into Rollbase. Lots of steps, really hard. And it gives you access to your app server logic so that you can get to your data. How many people want to see a demo? Everybody pray with me, please. How are we doing on time?
Got plenty
of time.
Whenever Gus gets up to get his first beer,
you know I'm in trouble, right?
I know, don't let me touch your
Okay, so we have a demo site there already that's running OpenEdge demos. And what I did was I went and got the JSON descriptor file from that, and I loaded it locally so I can load it into my browser. Okay, so I'm going to create a new application in Rollbase. And I'm going to log in again. I'm surprised it didn't make me sign in the acceptance for the Wi-Fi again. So I am going to create a new application, and the first thing it asks me is, how am I going to get my objects? So I am going to import from external metadata. You'll notice down here it says OpenEdge JSDO catalog. I'm going to click that and click create. All right. And it says OpenEdge service again down here, so I'll pick this one. Everybody see that? I don't want to go too fast. But if I don't go fast enough, I forget where I was. So now I'm going to choose a file. This is the JSDO catalog. This is what I need. This is what, again, what I got from the mobile application that's already been written and developed. Okay? So I'm going to load that in. And oddly enough, the example is what I'm going to, which again is examples we have running in the field so that we can do it. So this is it's very easy. And I'm going to click next. Oh no, no, that's good. And it's going to create an integration object. In other words, what is it going to call my object in RoleBase? And the application name came from the service object we were giving it. So let's go take a look at what the object is. Look at this, it already knows what my table is, right? So it's asking me, do you want to create a tab? Again, this is going to help you build the UI. So yes, I want a tab for this so I can use it. And it's saying that what fields are required? Well, what fields are required in the customer? Custom, right? And what will my primary key be? Everybody together. Custom. There we go. Just check and see if you're still awake. And create. I haven't lost anybody yet. Well, that's not true. Now that I'm done, you'll see I have a new application called Customer Service. So let's take a quick look at that. It now shows up here in my applications, my created applications. And ta-da, we have all the fields from a sports database. Now, like I said, this is a demo one. So you may notice that some of the things have changed because people are playing with it. But this is a sports database, objects. How long did that take me? Probably 3 minutes. And I can tell you, I built my first Express Mobile in less than 30 minutes by following the directions in the documentation. So you could be up and running with this in less than an hour. Nope, too late. Go ahead. You've had all the questions. You're done. Someone else.
There was a box there that said to create a tab. When wouldn't you create a tab?
You'll notice it's clicked by default, right? It's already clicked by default.
So if you had like a sub object, right? So if you have relationships and you wanted to only show orders within customers, you wouldn't want to toggle the tab for orders.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Right, if you're creating joins and things like that, you may not want to show a tab for that, but, you know. Like, there's still some, you still have to think a little bit about writing the application. You don't just drop things and, you know.
You
got
a bank too?
Yeah.
This was for business analysts.
Don't get me in trouble, Gus. I don't need your help with that. Okay. One successful demo down. Woohoo! That's not the one that scared me, by the way, because that one's so easy. So you go, Roy, that's great.
Roy.
Thank you.
Great.
What else will it do?
I have to keep prompting you, though. No, I'm just saying. But I don't have an application server. That's not my code. Right? How am I going to do this stuff, right?
What do we
gonna
do now?
Right? What if my code looks like this?
Oh, Lord.
For each customer, update customer end. That's my coding level. Well,
welcome to the 21st century.
Well, we have a few people that have written code like this, and now I'm running it in 10 or 11. So how could I do this? I don't have app server code. I could write that, but turning that is a lot of work. So I could use external tables. Probably the next easiest way to do it. So what do I need then? Well, I need an OpenEdge database. I need private role base, right? I cannot do this from the hosted one, because they have to live on the same machine. The database has to be on the same machine. What I do is I add the role-based schema to my existing OpenEdge database. All right, so leave the database up and running, run a SQL command, drop in the schema. Then I modify role base, in other words, I create to say, don't use the default database that comes, use the database I just created. As simple as that. There's a databases.xml file, you change the connection parameter, restart it, and now you're using the new database, okay? And then you create a new object. Again, we start with objects using external tables. The result is you can access your data in your database, not your logic anymore, right? So you have to understand what data you're looking for and what the structure is. Oops. Okay. So it's a keyboard I'm really having trouble with. I'm going in, folks. All right. So this is the one I just did because it has this new application in it. So I have another set up here. So there's a lot of ways to start things. You can say new application. You can say setup. So I'm actually going to start in setup. And I'm going to log in again because I was spending so much time. Hello, computer. There we go. The pressure is killing me. There we go.
How come there's no pop-up for the passwords like there was for the usernames?
Yeah, was it the six dots or the four dots? It was this one. So I'm going to create a new object. All right, so from setup, you can change your personal setup. Applications, everything to do with an application, your applications, your tables, your tabs, your portals, and administrator setup. So setup is sort of a place you can get started. There's a lot of ways to do this again. This is just the way I'm doing this one. So I'm going to create a new object. But I'm not going to create a new object. I'm actually going to import an object from my internal external tables. So, right, stay with me.
There's your tables inside.
So what am I going to use? External database, if I can click it. I'm going to select a table. So it already knows my tables. I'm not going to give it a column name. I'll let it do that itself. Well, thank goodness I've done this before, so I don't have to type. I'm going to call it OE customer. So it's going to fill these things in for me automatically. The integration name I'm going to also call OE customer. Here you can put a description. Tab. Tab down. Do you want to create a tab? Yes, I do. Who has rights to it? Right now it's just the administrator. And I'm going to go ahead and create this object. So I want to create a column for primary key. What did I just create?
OE customer.
Custom, thank you. Primary key custom. And it is required. Oh, I love the way this new screen resolution works out. And create fields. Here's all your SQL that's going to access this. So it's created it all for us. It allows you to change it, modify it. I'm not that brave. I'm going to assume what they did is right and save it. Okay, so now let's create a new application. We're going to use an application including existing objects. Right, you could create a new object, you could start from scratch, you could get an XML file from an application you already had, and you can use the JSDL. But I'm going to use an existing object. Create, this object is deployed. Let's give it an application name. There we go. We'll call it external tables. Everyone knows what that is. Select the field I've created, which I called what? OE customers. And the core objects is OE customer. no dependencies. Again, the administrator works with this, boom. All right, so I should have a new application. What did I call it, external tables? Ta-da, wait a minute. Ta-da, though this is useless. It just says OE customer. Well, this is, thank you. Thank you.
It's useless.
It's useless, thank you very much. Might as well my wife would say, just like you. So, but I don't really just want to see OE customer. I don't want to see that object. I want to see the fields, right? So I'm going to modify. What am I going to modify? Object definition, views. I'm going to click edit. No, I'm not down to views yet. There we go. Edit view. And I'm going to pick, what do I want to see? What do we want to see? Custom? Is that one of our favorites? Name?
Name.
Sales rep? Nah.
How about city, state?
City? Excellent. State?
And I bet there's a zip code.
Nah, there's no zip codes. But I don't want to see this column anymore either, do I? OE customer did not really help me out very much. So it allows you to sort and group things how you want to do it.
So what is that OE customer column? Because I'm assuming your table didn't have that.
Pardon me? Correct? It's the object you created. And when I first created it, I just said, show me the OE customer object. So it just listed the object.
So that object gets created as one of the columns?
Yeah, it was automatically one of the columns. I did not pick anything else. I just wanted to show that first you could connect and then you can view it any way you want. Okay? So we saved it and everything works the way it says it was. Ta-da! This is a real ta-da. Demos that worked, and there's very little alcohol in this. You should know.
Can I ask another question?
Yes, absolutely. Please.
I get this. This is really cool.
You do? This guy's great. I'm sorry, go on.
And I asked another question, and he said, well, you load the schema in there, and I nodded my head because I get that. But what is the mechanism that loads the schema from role-based into my progress tables?
There's a simple script that gets put on the machine when you install role-based.
Oh, okay.
And so when you run the script, it loads the...
Oh, okay.
And what you use is a tool that we call SQL Explorer. Have you used that?
No.
Okay, so it's a command line utility that allows you to access the SQL in the database.
Gotcha.
Okay, so you say SQL database name, port, I want to install this file, which happens to be create under OE SQL.
Right.
And you just...
I've only seen the trial versions. I haven't been able to play with
Yeah, well, this is only a trial version, too. They don't trust me with the real one. Imagine that.
Now, you might... have to go and
modify
your configuration parameters for your existing database to make sure that the role base and the database server agree on port numbers and stuff like that.
Right, and also if we're using areas, right? So when we created our cells, we've created areas and we're going to put them in. So you might have to modify the SQL file to say put it in these areas that I already have in my database,
okay.
Or just remove area if everything's going into the. You know, so I mean, there's some work to do,
and
but it's not difficult.
That as you install your instance of in a private cloud situation,
right?
Your instance of role-based that an instance of a progress database is also installed.
If you wanted to, yes. By default,
so,
it is.
Right. So if you use the database that comes with it, is it just ready to go out of the box?
It's ready to go for all role-based stuff, but there's no external tables in it.
Right.
So if you install,
there's no role-based data. There's only the role-based table definition.
Yes. Objects already divided. Yeah. Right. But yes, you do the install. You say yes, please give me the progress database. I love the progress database. And it says, do you want to install Apache? If you don't have Apache or you want to run this separately, you say yes, please. I'm Tomcat. Run the Tomcat. Install that for me. And when it's done, the database is already running.
Right.
Thanks to Gus. It's already been configured. You've already updated the files in role-based to say this is the database we want to use, and all you have to do is go to the Tomcat bin directory and say start, Catalina start. And actually, I'd love to have an icon in the start menu that says start role-based, because that would be even easier, right, instead of having to. So to make sure we remind people that that'd be a great idea. So,
can you use external tables in conjunction with services or some of the other things?
Each object is its own object, right? So if you had a local database that you want to get stuff out of, you create an object that was that, right, for external tables. And if you had another object that, you know, came from another database, yes, all the objects are separate. They have their own definition of how you get that information.
Each object
right?
is essentially a table.
And then you tell it how you get that table, right? The ones that are built in are in the role-based database, and they've already been defined, but, you know, that's just another object, right?
What version of the Progress database is supported for this?
11.3.1. It might work with newer ones, but if you want to use the SQL Explorer to import, that you have to be at that level. So. I'm sorry?
Yeah.
Hi.
The database, the Progress database, you talked about creating objects, or maybe if you have database definitions or of your own, you import them into and it creates an object, or you map fields. But do we ever, you know, if we have our own database tables, do we ever actually use like the data dictionary or another tool to enter those in or maintain it, or do we figure that we're going to maintain all that through the role-based UI?
We're not going to maintain that through the Progress UI. That's an external table which you have no control over in role-based. You create an object to interact. And once you create that object, if I wanted to delete a user, that works. But if I want to change that table or modify it, I have to use the data dictionary for that, right? Those tools are not built in the role-based. Right,
yeah,
so that's sort of the idea. That's one of the ideas to call it an external table, because it's external to role-based management. You know, it's not built into role-based.
Right. So role-based gives you access to the external tables, but you can't create an external table. You have to do that using the database tools that you normally use.
Okay, but then we can still access the data.
Yes.
Through role-based.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Okay, but just follow up on this question so I understand. We have this external table defined. We're hitting the Progress database. I go into the Progress dictionary and I make a change to that table. Is there anything that has to be done, or does role-based resolve that on its own?
What do you think?
I would hope role-based resolves it on
this
its own.
This is Progress. It's supposed to do it on its own.
Yeah. And it doesn't. Right? You created an object in the role-based world.
Yes.
And then you changed it outside of the role-based world.
Correct.
We don't have any functionality now that goes and says, oh, look what you did, you know, and says, you know, please send me your credit card number and I'll fix this, because that would be a great enhancement.
what is then the remedy for that?
Create a new object. Just recreate your object.
Well, it depends on what
you could version your object.
Yes. Right? If you went and added a column to a table,
well, yeah.
The stuff that's in the object is all still valid.
So.
Okay.
But if you went and deleted the custom column,
yeah, bad things.
The object wouldn't work anymore.
Right.
Okay. And that's, of course, for external tables. Now, if we're talking about the OpenEdge service objects, right, which is the one where you import a catalog, there's actually a functionality that if you re-import the catalog with the changes, then those changes will be detected and then applied to your existing object.
Okay.
Which is why you should use the preferred way if you can. Right?
That's
the preferred method, yes.
Yes.
So, but great question. Great. I didn't think of that at all. More questions before I go on? How are we doing on time? Great.
Okay,
I'm not keeping you away from your beer because, you know, the poor man who did last time got trampled on the doorway on the way out.
You're keeping everybody awake.
And that's also a bad thing, I know. Okay, so that was the end of my demo, which I got through both of them, so I'm going to drink heavily tonight. So there's a lot of document references.
I thought you were going to drink heavily if your demo failed.
I drink heavily no matter what the result is.
I was going to say, I think you're probably just going to drink heavily.
Yeah. So role-based in action is probably the most important document. Gives you ideas how to use it, demo to put through it. You know, chapter 18 for install. one of my favorite reads this year. It has a couple of appendixes, role base in action, the appendix C for the external role base objects, E for the services. There's a section in it for data direct cloud, so if you need to use that. There are several white papers out there for using the JSDO, object open client using Corticom with it, and the Express Mobile is actually in the documentation, and it's good. Because I could do it from the documentation. So that's impressive, I thought. I used to put links up here, but as soon as I put links up, somebody in IT says, Roy just put a link in a document, and they change all the links. So if you go to Progress and you say, I'm looking for accessing the Progress Open Edge Role-Based App Server from blah, 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 you'll find it in the search. So it's better if I just give you the name and you go look for it, okay? So, role-base is a drag and drop, point and click, object-based, WYSIWYG browser-based development tool. It gives you publishing for multi-tenant. It allows you to not only to develop, but to publish and to make money on it right away. It can be cloud hosted or it can be on-premise. Role-based can access your Open Edge applications through six different ways, starting at zero, so it's actually five. The preferred method with the JSDO from the mobile is the best thing to do. There is a bunch of documentation about this, and we continue to improve this. I know the next round is going to be, the JSDO is going to be smarter and more clever, and...
there's going to be support for sorting. There's already some support for sorting and here.
And remember, Edsel said all that, I didn't, so and it doesn't make the product. Just kidding. Any more questions? Okay, we got two over here first. I'll get right back to you. You want to go first? You want to fight it out, and we'll see who wins. Okay.
You said something about making money that last summer, and I wonder what kind of guarantee you put
that. What's the guarantee? Yeah. So what's the guarantee to make money? I can't give you that. I'm married. Remember?
Yes. So if you have an existing Open Edge application and you want to keep that application. Mm-hmm. But you want to produce a new front end, you want to use as much of the business logic as you can, you want to access the data, but Open Edge still needs to access the data. Which of those 5/6 metrics are available?
Zero, but the, which are
zero.
Available?
Mm-hmm. I mean, which
the preferred method using the JSDO is absolutely the best. If you already have an app server,
you don't have an app server.
Okay, well, so then get there, man. Get there.
Okay.
Then, you know, there's external tables. You can, but if you don't have an app server, you have to go right to the data, right? So there's external tables, there's a D2C for the table.
If you're doing external tables, you don't really have access to the logic, you just have access to the data.
Exactly, but the only way you have logic, access to business logic, is if you have an app server.
So, okay, so basically, option zero is the way you...
Option zero is the best way to go, because we're gonna keep putting development time into that. That's, see how easy those steps were? Create something, grab the JSON.
You already have the way you're going to get to have different UIs on top of that business logic.
And right now, if you've got an application and there's a piece of it you want to get out there, right? It's easy for me to say, right? Spend the time taking that piece of your application, putting the business logic in an app server, and get it out there. And if you're trying to prove it, it needs to be done. Boy, that's, you know, nice portal front end. You can, you know, go ahead and set it up with multi-tenant and everything and have that out there. I bet you'll get the next project.
So the best way to learn how to do that.
How to do...
The app server, is there a good...
That's a good question. I don't know what the... is. How do we help people get from where they are now to the app server? I'm not sure.
Yeah, so there's certainly modernization, you know, projects, suggestions, consulting, and we can help you with in that area. There are some frameworks that help do that as well from our partners as well as our consulting. Quick and easy is to do that Express Mobile, which will actually create your CRUD operations and access to your database.
But he already has to have an app server.
On an app server. No, yeah. Well, that will create...
Well, we have the app server.
Oh, that's right. You don't have code for it.
We don't have any code.
There
right.
You go.
So
we have that will,
and that will, yeah.
So that'll give you a mobile front end. It will also give you the JSDO catalog that you could use for that. Approach zero.
Yeah, Express Mobile.
Express.
Then you can add your code into that customer.
Express Mobile is magic.
I swear to you, it's magic. So, like I said, if I can do it in 30 minutes, just reading the documentation, it's pure magic.
Sir? Yes, you mentioned about multi-tenant.
Mm-hmm.
If we use the hosted, Progress hosted cloud,
mm-hmm.
then are we, as the application partner, the tenant? And if we have multiple customers, then do we have multiple accounts there? And if that's the case, then if we make a change to our app, then we have to copy that change into each tenant?
There's a multi-tenant level called an ISP. So you would create the application, right? And once you published it, you would start adding your your tenants to that. But when you changed when you had and updated it, all your tenants would get that change. Correct me if I'm wrong.
And that's even if we use Progress as hosted cloud.
Yes.
We get that.
That's where you would get that automatically. Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
And then if we do private cloud, we host it.
Yes.
Then on the OpenEdge database, mm-hmm. and I understand that the multi-tenancy is different at OpenEdge. So is there still a way to do multi-tenant
if you buy the on-premise, then you have multi-tenancy on the role-based piece of it, right?
Okay.
That's separate from the multi-tenancy in the OpenEdge database right now. We haven't had time to do that yet, right? So right now, so that part of the database that, you know, or the database that's the role base can handle the multi-tenancy. If you're accessing the OpenEdge database, and that's just data. That multi-tenancy, it's not necessary to use the OpenEdge multi-tenancy in that situation, because that's handled by role base.
So role base was already written to add the tenant column, right, that we've made magic in our database.
Oh.
So we haven't changed that yet to take advantage of the OpenEdge database.
That'd be a lot of change.
So,
a lot of work. So, same excuse you're giving me. I'm saying, please. yes.
Sure. If you look at Approach Pro, wouldn't the preferred approach change at some point?
I'm sorry, if I looked at the product roadmap?
Yeah, if you look at the roadmap, would the preferred approach change when it's going to stay forever?
See, I don't know the roadmap.
Yeah, so the idea would be that it would say that we would want it to be the JSDO. That's going to be our integration strategy for
Yes, that's
well, we might think of something better on the way home.
Yeah.
Barring that we don't
after some beer.
No code after beer, please.
Right, I mean, the idea that the benefits are, again, who knows what they're kind of asking people, right? But the benefits are works well in the JavaScript environment. It provides you all of your business logic, data transaction capabilities, offline support, all of that.
The same for mobile, but usability.
Yeah, it's the same for mobile as for web as for.
Yeah.
So
the intent is that
that's
preferred
that's
approach
right.
As far as we can see into the future.
Okay. Are there other questions?
Are these slides available?
Pardon?
Are these slides available?
I haven't given them to her yet, but I will, and she'll put them out as a part of the book.
Yeah, I was just wondering if I could maybe get a copy and send it to the Oval Office.
I will give them to her, and she will be chasing me as soon as I leave this room. It won't work, though, because I'm going to go up that way. Any other questions? I want to thank you all for being attentive.